Hi, Anthony?
Yes.
Hi, Anthony. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. How's your day going so far? Going good?
I am good.
It's going good considering it's a Monday, but it's almost over, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Great name, by the way. That's my husband's name, Anthony, and my dad's. So that's why I was like, oh, and Anthony, okay. So I know you were talking here with Tara, and she does such a wonderful job explaining the outline of the program. However, she did want me to go over the pricing and details with you. I know it's you and a partner, but she's also kind of like an employee too. So you kind of take the reins on the marketing, is from what I understand.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see here. Now, ideally from Tyler, I know that she noted that you target a 100-mile radius. Is that depending on the job, or is that typically how far you like to target?
I mean, that depends on the job. I will go up to 100 miles from, you know.
Okay.
From home base to 100 miles is what we, is what, I mean.
It's like the furthest.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But, of course, that would also depend on the size of the project as well, right? I mean, if it makes money, then it makes
sense. Yes, I mean, if it's a bigger project, then we'll go maybe 100, more than 100 miles. But
okay.
If you know, like, the sites are asking for payment, like, to pay for the miles,
yeah.
The drive.
Yeah, you want to definitely put that in there, yeah, especially with gas prices and all, you know, and traveling time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then let's see, network solutions. So you do a lot of home network installing, right? Commercial as well?
We do more commercial than home.
Okay, that's what I kind of figured too. Although I noticed Yelp has you listed as home network installation, but I would kind of figure maybe your bread and butter is more with the commercial side of it, right?
You know, we don't use Yelp anymore because, I mean,
okay.
They haven't been very reliable. So
okay.
We don't use Yelp anymore.
Okay. And then I see that you do have a website. And then I think you mentioned, too, you're probably going to start Nextdoor, or you're using Angie's now. I kind of caught the
we're
end of that.
We have we're on Nextdoor.
Okay.
But I'm about to cancel with Angie's, and we're about to go on,
Thumbtack.
Nope. It is. Where is it? WebEx.
WebEx. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, WebEx.
And no Facebook, right?
Oh, no, I have a Facebook.
Okay. I'll look through it, through my Facebook page. Okay. So the major benefit that I'm going to tell you, Anthony, to this listing, it's going to really lie in the exclusivity. And what I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close out the category. So that means that we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. And the reason that we do this is really to ensure that your company gets the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far? You there?
You might have cut.
Yeah.
But you,
I thought so.
I lost that.
I figured. It's okay. I figured you were switching to Bluetooth. So basically what I was saying is that with the listing being exclusive, like if you were to move forward with our program, we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. That's why we call it exclusive, because we work with one business per industry per area. We want to make sure basically, Anthony, that you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's going to be two options. However, there's one option I would recommend for you to get started with, okay, because it's our Google and Facebook marketing. I'm sure you're very familiar with Facebook ads, right?
Yes.
Okay. So basically,
this.
Yeah. Have you ran them in the past?
No, I haven't, but I had someone do like a test for me.
Uh-huh.
And it worked.
Yeah, yeah. Facebook ads work really well, and it's because they're constantly retargeting, right? It's that constant reminder, you're looking for this service.
Yeah.
Here's a company that offers it. So this particular package I would recommend for you to get started with, basically we set it at a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts. So we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. So I'm going to bring you in at the new in business rate. What you're looking at is a monthly flat rate of $299 a month. It comes with just a one-time $99 setup fee. That would be to cover your programming. Initial investment would be $398 for you to get it started, $299 every month after that. No contracts. What this is going to include is going to be full optimization there on the first page of Google. So it's us getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it on the first page. We're going to list you on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, obviously, you already have those profiles. We're not going to create you new ones. But if we're updating your information, we'll update it across the board. Okay? We're going to include Facebook ads where we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Once they click on your Facebook ad, they're calling you directly. Or if you prefer that they go straight to your website, we could set it up like that too. With Facebook ads, okay, mind you, I know you're in Tyler, but if you wanted your home base to be in a different location and then going 50 miles out, because that's how far they'll target is 50 miles, you can choose a different home base with the Facebook ads, okay? You could choose to target an audience
yeah,
by interest.
I mean, 50 miles would be fine. It's just,
okay.
Like, for us, what we do is like with Concert Technologies, it's one of our, you know, partners.
Right.
We do a $65 trip.
Okay.
For like every, you know, 50 miles.
Yeah. And that's perfect. I mean, hey, whatever you want to charge for a trip charge, that's on you. We don't interfere in any of that, right? But the reason that I'm stating about the 50-mile radius is because that's really how far those Facebook ads are going to reach, okay? And then all we do is make sure that your website is attached where your business is listed. We're not changing it. We're not touching the website. We just want to make sure that it's attached. And then we cover the mobile platform. So, like, whenever someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, I mean, you know they'll still be finding you on that first page. It pretty much, I would say, covers all of your bases. But again, it's a month-to-month program with no contracts.
Yeah. Ooh, ouch.
What do you think so far? Like, how do you feel about it?
I mean, that would be great, but at this moment, I don't have the funds for that.
Okay. So let me ask you this, right? I'm sure with you just signing up with Angie's, that was probably a pretty big chunk of an investment. And I think they even put you on a contract for a year, right? You're committed with them.
No, it's not a commitment. It's month to month.
Okay.
But there's another, like, you know, site I want to go on to and get rid of Angie's List, which is WebEx.
Uh-huh.
I do for our painting and commercial design. So,
for a what? I'm sorry, the phone cut out a little bit.
For painting, for like commercial painting and interior, exterior, residential.
Oh,
painting.
Nice. Oh, you do that too, huh?
We will be, yes, but right now I might have to, because I've been in the works with my other like employee to see if we can get that activated. So if we can get that activated, then, you know, I won't have enough funds to get.
So if I could ask you this, Anthony, because I want to see where I can help you, right? But I also want to fill this position today because, I mean, that's what they tell me, fill it, Nadine. Is it the monthly that holds you back? Is it the initial investment or is it just in general that you're just you can't afford this at all, like financially.
I mean, because we're not getting a lot of seats like I want to, we're only breaking like $10,000 a month right
okay.
now.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's why I'm trying to reach out to other, you know, companies to get more leads.
Okay.
And I know with the Google and the Facebook, I would potentially get more leads, but I don't know.
Well, so like with Google, right? You're not talking leads. With Google, we're talking direct live phone calls that are coming to you. I'm gonna let you in on an insight, and you might know this already, but all these lead generating companies, they all grab their leads off of Google because they run Google ad campaigns for themselves, not for you. They run it for their own company and they capture the leads and they turn around and they resell them to you and your competitors. That's how Angie's works. That's how Thumbtack works. I mean, all these different lead generating. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing or to badmouth them. It's pretty unique on their part, right? How they do that. And that's why their lead costs are what they are. Because you can imagine how much money they're spending on leads, right? On the Google ads. They got to offset that cost.
Yeah, it's like $800.
Yeah.
For me to get like at least 20 leads is $800. And then
that's a lot.
I mean, that's why I already spent that with the Andes. So like,
exactly. So with that being said, Anthony, if the cost, right, is a factor, okay, I'm going to run it by you before I even ask my manager. If I could get you in at my friends and family rate, and I'll tell you, because they give me 2 credits a month that I can use, and honestly, I don't know anybody that runs their own business. Besides, we would have to have a category available for them, and everyone I know is either retired or they work for a company, right? So I never use them. But if I could ask my manager, and I'll kind of pitch it to him, you know, what's going on right now in the industry for you, and that, you know, you're just, you know, the importance of being on Google, but right now money is kind of tight, right? You're a new business.
Yeah.
You've made some pretty large investments. If I get him to let me offer it to you at my friends and family rate, you're going to be grandfathered into my rate monthly. Okay. Again, with no contracts, it's going to waive your setup fee. So you'll save $99 there, right? And it's going to bring down your cost to $249. So you're saving another $50, right? You're still going to have Facebook ads and everything included that I mentioned. So basically you would be paying $249 to get it started today, $249 every month after that you are with us. If I can get it for you at that friends and family rate, would you be willing to give us a shot today?
Yeah, if you can do that, I can give you a shot today, yes.
Okay. And that's why I wanted to run it by you first before I even ask him. Okay. And that would still be with everything included. And that price, I'm going to tell you something, even if you were with us for 6 years, your price is still going to be the same. So it'll never change. Okay. I'm just hitting him up right now. I sent him a message because I didn't want to ask him without running it by you first. You know, I want to respect what your decision would be. And first off, see, he told me to tell you congratulations on the new business. I can't believe you started in December. That's just a couple months ago. Have you always been in the industry?
I mean, I've been in the industry for like 10, 15 years. 10 years.
Wow.
Since I turned like 17, but.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's, I think you've got to be pretty unique.
Most of my knowledge came from the military. Yeah, most of my knowledge
really?
Came from the military though, so.
What branch? You're a veteran?
Army. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for your service. It is greatly appreciated. My dad and his brother served in the Army as well as my grandfather. In fact, my daughter's husband is stationed in Oahu. He's part of the infantry. So they've been out there, well, now going on 2 years.
What's his name?
His name is, well, actually his name?
What's his name?
His last name is Quiñones. Jonathan.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Jonathan. Well, he goes by John, but his last name is Quiñones. Yeah, my daughter, they have a little girl, and she just had my grandson going on a year now. He'll be a year old in July. But, yeah, she just had my grandson, so we say he's a little local out there. Where were you stationed?
Yeah. I was only in Fort Bragg.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, don't say I was only. Hey, you served, and you know what? Thank you so much for your service.
I mean, that's where I was stationed at, but I went to Arizona and then California, but I mean, most of my time was in
Fort Bragg. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I did, you know what? When you said that, I told him, listen, he's a veteran. So he's giving me the code to give you that rate of my friends and family rate. He said, thank you for your service as well. Oh my gosh. I love when I talk to our veterans. I just feel like you guys deserve a lot more. You know what I mean? And what an awesome thing. So when you were in there, were you learning the trade? Or was it just by coincidence that you're like, I'll learn how to do this? Okay.
Well,
that's
whenever
so cool.
I went in, I wanted to, you know, do the cybersecurity and stuff. But
yeah.
We did, instead of cybersecurity, we mostly did, like, you know, what I'm doing now. But.
That's so awesome.
Besides, you know, like, also learning, you know, the coding and whatever, it's great as well, so.
Yeah, I think you got to be pretty smart and sharp to get all that. You know what I mean? So, good job. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, most of the stuff that, like, I can do, as long as someone knows how a, like, gaming PC works, then they can do this.
Really?
They can do what I do.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, if someone can build a gaming computer, then someone can do, you know, like, my word.
That's
the best way I can explain it. I'll go to school for it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's amazing. Thank you again for your service. Anthony, what is the best email for you? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing right now. This is also where we send your receipt and correspondence from us. What's the best email?
So, for me, for my company, it's anthony.elder@sixnetsolutions.com.
Elder, E-L-D-E-R or A-L?
Yeah. E-L.
E-L. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Anthony Elder at SixNet Work Solutions?
Solutions. No. SixNetSolutions.com.
SixNet Solutions with no S at the end, right? Just solution.
No, it's solutions with an S.
Okay, so with an S. Okay. Got it. Just want to make sure I have it down correctly. So anthony.elder@sixnetsolutions with an S at the end, .com. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So here's what I'm doing right now, Anthony. I'm sending you two emails. Now, the first one, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, but the first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. And I'm putting in there that the price, as I told you, is $249 a month, month to month, okay? And that's for our platinum package. That'll be the first one coming through. And I'll let you know as soon as I hit send on that one. The second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So you're going to also have a way to track your results with us. Anthony, we don't want you just taking our word for it that it works. So I'm sending you an example of our customized tracking and reporting system that will let you see, like, how many phone calls you're getting, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, how many times you came up in the search results. You can view your keywords and your profile, okay? So I'm sending you that second one. It'll say Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, on this phone number, the 520-788-8652 number, is that typically the number that you want clients to contact you on?
No, I want them to contact me on my, like, company.
Okay.
So
let me go here. I'm ready. Let me see if it's on the website. Would it be on the website, the 214-432-3405? Okay. So that's the number that's going to be listed. Now, question. Can we contact you on this number, though, the 520? We don't want to be calling, like, your business line. You know what I mean? So, like, let's say we have an update. Are you okay with us calling the 520-788 number?
Yes.
Okay. So that's just going to be the number that we contact you on, like, if we have an update. Now, do you also get text messages on this phone, too, the 520 number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you this text. Now, listen, I know you're driving. I want you to be safe, okay? I hope you're hands-free. I'm going to send you two text messages. The first text, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Although, Anthony, I'm the lead on the account, I still like for you to have my contact information for your records. It's also at the bottom of your emails, too, okay? Now, I'm also sending you the number to our customer service department. So here within our company, you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Now, anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you're going to call our customer service department. We are always here for you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. Now, I'm on the West Coast. You're 2 hours ahead of me. So I'm always, our department's always going to be here for you Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 your time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you do get a chance, I want you 9 to 6, yeah, because you're 2 hours ahead. So I'm always here and our team from 7 to 4 on the West Coast. So for you, that's actually 9 to 6 because you are 2 hours ahead.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I know you're driving, but at one point, I do want you to save our 877 number in your contacts under local Splash Anthony so that way you never lose our phone number. Okay? So make sure you save that number.
It's 877-635-6225.
Yep. Now, if you were to get in touch with me, like if you needed to speak with me before the team takes over, my extension is going to be 623. I put it in that text, and it's on the email as well. Same phone number. You would just put my extension 623. Okay? Now, on that second email, I also included your username and your password. So your username is going to be your 520 number, no dashes, no one before the area code. Your password is all lowercase, one word, and it shows fab, like as in fabulous. So fab, Google. Okay? And it's on that text that I sent you. All right? Okay. And that's just a login for your client dashboard. Okay? Now, Anthony, your last name, is it Elder, like your email?
Yes.
Okay. And now the company name, should it read as FixNet, which is one word with the F and the N capitalized. The next word is Network with a capital N, Solutions with a capital S. Do you want the LLC included or without the LLC? It is your preference.
Include the LLC because once they click on, you know, the link, it's going to go straight to my website and it's going to show on my website, FixNet Network Solutions LLC.
Exactly. And so, yes, I would suggest if that's how it is on your website, I suggest that you keep it uniform. You know what I mean? Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, the address that's associated with the business, go ahead.
Sure. I can put you on hold for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Never mind.
Yeah. If you need me to hold on, just say, Nadine, wait, and then click over to the next line. You know what I mean? I don't mind waiting. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want you to lose a potential client. Oh, okay. Again, I don't want you to lose a potential client. Oh, okay.
No, I've been getting a lot of, like, calls about, hey, you have a grant. Hey, select pack one to receive the direct.
You want to know something? I get them too. I get them too. Don't just block them. I block it on my phone all the time. I get those same things too. Yeah, just block them. Now the business is associated with this address that I saw come up when I did a search for the company by name. It showed an address 12350 Fannin Parkway. And that's in Tyler.
Yeah, that needs to be updated.
Okay. What is the address that's associated with the business?
7616 County Road, 3152, Tyler, Texas, 7508.
Okay. Is this like your residence by chance?
Yeah, we don't. So most of my...
We're going to hide it.
Team. Yeah, most of my team is remote.
No, that's
so
perfect.
We don't have... Yeah.
You don't have an actual office. It's okay. You have what they call a home office. The reason that I was asking is because if, like, you know, some people, they have an actual office and they're like, I want my address to show. If it's your home address, we want to hide it. No one needs to know where you live at. They don't come and pick out tile at your house. They're not coming to shop for products. You go to them. So we're going to hide it.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to start selling products.
Are you? That'd be cool.
Because there's no one in my area that actually, besides, like, there's this retailer, it's called, like, Granite or whatever, I don't know what it's called, but they only do distributions for, like, local companies, like, Train or whatever.
Oh,
but they
really?
Don't have, there's not, a, like, a store that does, you know, like, in the area that does, like,
yeah.
Just regular commerce trading.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea, right?
Yeah, the closest one that does it is Gray Bar, and they're in Newport, Louisiana. So,
oh, wow. Yeah.
That's an opportunity for me.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad that you think outside the box. Opportunities, right? Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to start going over the billing. Okay, so Anthony, I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because it outlines our service agreement. Now, when I'm reading it to you, right, I'm going to go over the billing date. I'm going to state that the amount to be charged today is going to be $249. I'm going to ask you, Anthony, give us 2 months. Stick it out 2 months, okay? What I call it is a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly, okay? You can cancel at any time. I'm also going to tell you that if you decide you need to pause or cancel it, just please make sure you call at least 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends. Okay? Now, when I'm walking you through this, Anthony, please, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Again, I just want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Anthony, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay, no.
So please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Network Solutions, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony Elder, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct? To get results as fast as possible, Anthony, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash? Now, sometimes we might call you with an update. You're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. So we're just asking for you to respond within 24 business hours. Now, I'm also going to put a security question on your account to protect it. And this is how you're going to identify each and every time that we call you. Okay? I want you to get into the habit of always asking us, what's my security question? Because if at any point someone hangs up on you, you know that it was not us calling. Okay? Now, your security question, Anthony, could either be your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or the city that you were born in. What do you want for the security question?
It's going to be Jack.
Jack, and that's your first pet's name?
No.
Okay, so it can either be your mom's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Well, I mean, it's like my pet's name, but it's not my first pet. I don't know.
Okay.
My first pet.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
then we'll put that.
Jack,
okay. Yeah. No worries. Now, the reason that we do this is because, again, if you ask, someone says, hey, this is local splash calling, you need to pay $20 to get your listing up. You're going to say, what's my security question? When they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. We're not going to ask you for more money. Okay?
Yeah.
So we do that to protect your account. All right? Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to explain this one anyways, just in case. I'm not telling you that you can't do other marketing. What I'm saying is that before you do, just give us a call to make sure that it's not already a service that we're including, because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay? We're aware that you got the Angies, you're going to do WebEx. Like, none of those are going to interfere with what we're doing. But anything outside of that, just give us a heads up. Again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay?
Yeah. The only reason why I'm going to go gain off of Angie's is because of WebEx. Angie's is, it's kind of that great.
Is it? Yeah. I don't like to badmouth any company, but I know some that are really successful with it and some that really aren't, you know? So, it's kind of a hit and miss with them is what I see.
I think it's great if you have, like, you know, a handyman role. Because for us, we don't do handyman work. We only do, like, actual, like, you know, work.
You know what Angie's works for? Yeah, Angie's is more for residential. They're not for the commercial side of it. And I think that's where it lacks. Do you see what I'm saying?
Which, I mean, it's fine. It's not that bad, but it's the only thing that kind of, like, we get a problem with is, you know, they expect us to be, like, a handyman type of work.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever I say, we're like an actual business, then, they get, okay. And they think, it's going to be expected. And,
you're like,
But,
yeah. So, just again, like I told you, like if there's anything else that you do aside from what we already know that you're doing, I mean, just give us that heads up. Just because, again, we don't want it to, like, have you spending more money, okay, if you don't need to, all right? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 10th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, Anthony. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on April 10th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement, will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I texted you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. So you already know, you got to call 3 business days before the 10th to pause or cancel it so you don't get charged on the 10th. Okay?
Okay.
And there will be no cancellation fee. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm going to update your package, and then we're going to take down the billing information so I can process the payment and get your receipt to you. The card that you're using, Anthony, is that card in your name, the business name? Is it in both?
Both.
And how does your name read on there? Just Anthony Elder, or is there like a middle initial?
It's Anthony Elder.
Okay. And is it the whole company name, the FixNet Network Solutions LLC, or is it kind of like abbreviated?
There's no LLC.
Okay. So no LLC on it. And the billing address, is it the 7616 County Road?
Yes.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa. Visa.
And the card number whenever you're ready?
4466-1462-0222-3475.
Expiration month and year?
0329.
And the CVV code on the back?
845.
Okay, I'm going to be updating the package in a few minutes. You're going to start getting a series of text messages, and I literally only need like 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all done. It sounds like you might have gotten to your destination. So I'm going to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview, we're going to block an hour. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but that's when you're going to speak with my technician. Basically, they're going to go over the notes. You and I go over. They're going to talk to you about your, you know, your areas of target, the Facebook ads. It's where the magic happens. The appointment can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes or a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. What's a good time for you tomorrow to go through your client interview?
In the morning.
In the morning? Okay, so let me tell you what time I have, and you let me know what works for you, and I'm going to give you the time where you're at. Okay, so tomorrow I have an appointment available 9 to 10 o'clock your time. Will that work for you?
That would.
Okay, let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that tomorrow we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I need you to answer all calls within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. If for some reason you need 5 or 10 more minutes, Anthony, pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay? Now, also, okay. Now you want to mainly focus on the commercial, right? That's going to be your priority, correct? The commercial work. Okay. Do you want residential or are you just wanting commercial? You tell me.
Well, I want residential as well, but.
Okay.
Because, I mean, open residential has a better work amount.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll put you for both. And then, I mean, obviously, as Network Solutions, I'm also kind of going off of what I see on your website, too, of just services. Is there anything in particular that you do want me to notate that I might be missing?
I don't know. Maybe put it down security. I don't know if I
security.
Put that down on that, but yeah.
Let me look. It'd probably be under your features. So comprehensive network solutions, expert installation, ongoing maintenance, crowded network cabinet. I don't see.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. And you want me to put cybersecurity, you said? Network?
No.
How would you want me to word it?
Like camera. I mean, it's the same. Just like
camera installation, like security camera installs. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I could totally do that. That's actually good. Okay. And they'll go over more with you. Now, I noticed your hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday and Sunday closed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and email.
Phone and email. And are you licensed and insured in the process? It's just, I just ask out of habit. It's not a requirement. I'm putting that you have your LLC, but are you insured as well?
Yeah, I'm insured.
Oh, good. Okay.
Are you, yeah, American.
I'm sorry, you had a question?
No, I was talking to...
Oh, okay. We're almost done, I promise. And then what are the forms of payments that you take? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
All of them.
All? So I'm going to put cash. You do check?
Yeah.
Zelle?
Yeah.
Credit cards, debit?
Yeah.
PayPal or Cash App? Do you want me to notate those?
PayPal. We don't do Cash App yet.
PayPal? Okay. And no Venmo, right?
No.
Okay. No worries. Okay, perfect. All right. Two things, and then we're all done.
I'm too short.
So I need you to find, there's going to be two emails and two text messages that I sent to you. Okay? I know you've gotten a lot of them, but this one says initial invoice. And it'll go on to say, hello, Anthony. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay. So is this, you're just routing cameras, right? That's it. So what all needs to be done?
Are you talking to me right now?
Oh, no, I'm talking to Mona.
Okay. Sorry. Did you need me to call you back in a couple of minutes?
Like out here?
Okay.
So this spot right here, we're going to put a camera where that one is right now, looking that way.
So is this, I'm guessing that's the old camera, right?
Yeah.
So we're just replacing the camera?
Camera right there, looking. Put another one right next to it, looking there.
Okay. That's it? How many cameras are total that need to be installed?
There's these two. There's one that's got to go in that corner of that other building.
Is there a point to point over here, or how's it going?
We're gonna start the existing.
Okay.
Cameras, and then we're just
going to
put a third table and coil it up right there for a point-to-point going over there.
Okay, sweet.
Looking down that alleyway.
Where's the switch going to go out here? Is there not going to be a switch?
The IDF location on our building?
Isn't that over 300 feet? That's like, that's way more than 300 feet.
Camera where that one is, on that back corner, point to point on that back corner.
Okay.
POE, like, jumper in the middle somewhere if it is over 200 feet.
I mean, this is going to be way over 200 feet. We'd have to put a POE back in there.
Today, I'm just going to work on getting that last camera mounted that where you just saw me working. You want to start running those three cables to that slot you can. But between today and tomorrow, we can get all these cables ran through here to that IDS and then those three.
Okay. And this is Ethernet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm in.
Okay. I didn't want to interrupt. At what point I thought, is he talking to me? I'm sorry. Okay. So we're already going to be done. So there's two emails. And we also sent it to you in a text message. One's going to say initial invoice. The other one will say action photos needed. So it's actually whichever one you find first.
Okay.
Okay. So just let me know which one you found first, and I'll tell you which one it is to open.
This is the wrong one.
And it might be buried. Do you want me to resend it? Just in case.
So I have pictures needed for Google or?
Okay, pictures needed for Google. Is that the one you're looking at?
Pictures needed for Google.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to get you verified through Google faster. So you're just going to send us pictures of what's on that list. Now, some of them you might not even have, and if you don't worry about it. Okay. Send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, but obviously not with your client's information on it. Send us a photo of your business insurance, your LLC. Whatever's on that list, send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. These will not show up anywhere online. They're for the back office. Okay? Now, there's probably either before that one or two before it. There's one that says initial invoice. And it'll say, hello, Anthony, or welcome, Anthony. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay. And I can fill that out later, right?
You can. So I just want to let you know. Yeah, well, if you can, I mean, I can walk you through it. So basically, all you're doing is on that invoice, you're going to click on where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. And it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay? What you want to do is you want to find where it says mobile phone. Make sure it's your phone number in there, the 520 number. Okay? And then you'll click on the two boxes underneath of it. One says that you agree to receive text messages from us. And the other one says that basically it's your name on the card that you provided and that your information is true and correct, right? And then at the bottom,
yes,
it'll have you sign it in the box next to the arrow that says sign. You, if you're on your phone, sometimes you got to turn your phone sideways to see the whole thing. But basically, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there, and you'll click on confirm signature. So when you do that, it's going to open up a page that'll ask you to put a username and password. When you get there, that's actually your client dashboard. That's where you would put your phone number, the 520 number, and then you would put the FAB Google, all lowercase one word, as your password. Okay? And that's how you'll know it accepted your signature. Okay? And basically, that's like the terms and conditions. So just make sure you sign that. If you don't sign it tonight, then tomorrow during your client interview, the technician's going to make sure it gets signed. Okay? Starting from tomorrow, Anthony,
okay,
we're going to really get moving. So in 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in the directories. You can start tracking your results with us as well. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live and visible, and you can already start generating phone calls with the Facebook ads. Now, what we always state to you in our terms and conditions that's in writing, the first page placement on Google with getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and placing it on that first page and maintaining it there, that can take 45 to 60 days. It's written in our timeline, in the conditions. I've seen it happen a lot sooner. Okay, but I'm still going to stick to that timeline because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. However, we will keep you in the loop as each step is being completed. So we'll notify you when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directory. So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay? And the last thing, tomorrow I'm going to make myself available before I go into my meeting to be the one to call you and introduce you to the technician. Okay, so just remember to answer the call between 9 and 10 o'clock your time. If I call you tomorrow and you're like, I need 5 or 10 more minutes, I will call you right back, okay, because I want to do the introduction, all right? If you have any questions, you have
okay,
my number from
yes,
here to then, reach out. Other than that, welcome to our local Splash family, and thank you for giving us the opportunity. I'm super excited for you, and I appreciate you giving us the time to speak with you today, okay? So I will let you get back to work.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony.
All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.